Grace and blessings from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Four scholars were arguing over Bible translations. Well, one of them said that, well, he preferred the King James Version because of its beauty, its eloquent old English. The other scholar said, he preferred the American Standard Bible for its literalism, the way it moves the reader from passage to passage with confident feelings of accuracy from the original text. Well, the third scholar preferred Moffat because of its quaint, penetrating use of words, turns of phrases that captures the attention of the reader. Well, after giving it quite a bit of thought, the old fourth scholar said, I have personally preferred my grandmother's translation. The other scholars looked at each other, kind of amused. And they chuckled. He said, here's why. My grandmother translated each page of the Bible into life for me. It was the most convincing translation I have ever been aware of. And many times we talk about the impact of grandparents on the religious upbringing. But, many times we forget in today's society over 6 million grandparents are raising their children in their home. 6 million. Well, today I've been waiting to do this, and I want to take advantage of it. A year or so ago, I asked my good friend, Pastor John, if I might some Sunday read a sermon on his behalf, and I want to do that today. John wrote this sermon and gave it to me for this week, and I'm going to honor that by reading one of his sermons. And so this is John speaking to you today. And also, unbeknownst to me, this sermon is also being preached in St. Clair, because I didn't know our vicar had to do extra duty today and be sent off to another church for an emergency situation. So this sermon is also being heard there. And it begins by the following. What is the greatest gift you can give a child? I suggest it is more than a well-rounded education and a happy and pleasant childhood. Important as these are, I suggest the greatest gift you can give your child is the gift of Jesus. Education is not an inoculation. The problem that we get into is that caregivers, parents, grandparents, teachers fail to recognize the ongoing nature of this task. Do you ever think that Christian religious education is a kind of inoculation? A one-time, sharp-term event that exposes the child to a little bit of Christianity, which if many of you, most of you remember this, back when someone on the block would get chickenpox, Mom would send all of us down to the house so that we'd all get the chickenpox. I never did get that, I got the chickenpox, but just a rule that Mom and Dad had, and they just sent you down there. Well, this is not that. This is very different. So what's the greatest gift? It's not the inoculation. It's an education. And that's the thing I want each of us to walk away with from here today. It's about educating the children. And a Christian education is only found in the teaching of God's love in Jesus Christ. This is the education God wanted for his people when they came to the promised land. This is what God told Moses to tell the people. Note the way in which they are to keep the commandments on their hearts. God says, impress his word upon your children. Talk about it. Talk about it when you sit down. Talk about it when you're walking. Talk about it when you're at dinner. Talk about it when you go to bed. Talk about it when you get up. Teaching children the love of God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. It's an ongoing education. The love that every parent, grandparent, and every teacher of the faith throughout countless generations have told their children about the Savior's love, which is a love that has no bounds, and that's hard for us to accept because in our little world, everything has limits. We just struggle with the concept that God loves you, not now, not in a little bit, but now, and he loves you forever in spite of what you do. He still, somehow, still loves you. That's the joyful good news he has given us to teach our children. From one generation to the next, God's salvation in Christ Jesus is passed from caregiver to parent to teacher. Again and again, the story of God's love, Jesus Christ, is spoken. And you say, oh, Pastor, you sound so repetitive today. And that's what I mean to be. I mean you to be repetitive in what you talk about to your children about the love of God. Again, it's not an inoculation. It's how you nurture and allow children to grow. Now, there's a famous doctor, I remember him, and I suspect many of you will as well. His name was Dr. Jim Dobson. Dr. Dobson. He was a psychologist, I believe so. And he was asked one time, why do you put all of this stuff about children? Because don't you realize that 80% of everything anybody learns, they forget. So why are you doing this? He said, well, there's a couple of reasons. And they kind of go like this. People don't remember everything, but sometimes you'll hit a chord with a person, especially a child, where they go, I'll never forget that. Why does that happen? I don't know. But it does happen. And the greatest change that occurs in education of a child in the learning process is that it alters, and you can see this within your own children, it alters their attitude. It alters their values. It alters their concepts. And those things do not fade away. The impact that a first grade teacher has on her children. They may leave, but they never forget that teacher and some of the things that they have learned. We impress the Lord's word on our children by repetition. by telling God's love for them. In Christ Jesus, again and again and again, from baptism to adulthood, teaching begins in the home. We teach our children how to pray at bedtime. We teach them how to pray before a meal. We teach them to pray throughout the day. We teach them to read their Bible stories. And then there comes a point in time when we ship them off to church. And this is the scariest moment, because we kind of abdicate our duty at home to say, here, Sunday school teacher, now you have this job. Or here, confirmation instructor, here is your job. No. It's to reinforce what you're doing at home. That's what education is all about. And it doesn't really matter if they're 20, if they're 30, if they're 40. It doesn't matter. You don't get too old to learn. So those in here who go, well, thank heavens, I don't have any more kids. Yes, you do. You got grandchildren. You got your children. You have students. You have children out there for some reason who really like you a lot. They want to hang around with you. And you have an impact on their lives. So the final note is, it is never too late to educate children on a repetitive basis. The Word of God that you teach your children today is the one thing that lives, that will last forever. Isaiah says this, the grass withers, the flowers fall. But the word of our God endures forever. Well, long after many of us are gone, you know, we won't be here any longer. Our children will have been raised, and then they will have children, and then they will have children. And I hope that that leads to this baptismal font at some point in time. But the only thing that matters, and I said this 2 weeks ago, the only thing that matters in your entire life is your salvation. That's all I care about. I want you all to go to heaven. But it's not a task that we can just carve a little sliver once a week. Please give me a little sliver of my week, so, oh, I'll call that church. That's not it. You're missing the point. Your life is about your religion. It's not a sliver on a Sunday morning. So, what's the greatest gift at the beginning of the message? The greatest gift is the gift of life, real life. Life in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.